Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney strikes out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 1 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 0 in the game. Monbukett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to third and picks off Malzone. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Pagliarani scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green pinch hits for Frank Funk. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Green now playing left field. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.